allows the mighty blessed presence of our beloved goddess of liberty speaks her heart to us tonight. May our mighty heaven presence bless her, prepare the outer self, give her every possible cooperation, but to do through us whatever our nation needs that she knows can be done through those under this radiation. And we thank her. Beloved children of my heart, I trust I may bring to you this hour an assistance which, if you will cooperate with us, I'm sure will bless you for eternity. It is that we may give you every possible help and strengthen you in every way you need to be strengthened to stand against anything of the outer world that would draw your attention from the light in your use of it to solve your problems and hold your protection and give you supply. When you heard us call your attention to the fulfillment of the divine plan, try to realize that every effort you make to fulfill the divine plan, you should call your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host into action to hold invincible eternal protection around every effort you make to outpicture the divine plan's fulfillment in order to give it you the blessings which it can and will bring into the physical octave. As you make effort to fulfill the divine plan, each step of the way keep demanding eternal, indestructible protection around your individual fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, this is necessary. It's just like the insulation on an electric wire. It keeps around you our release of the sacred fire from time to time, that not only keeps repelled the discord that might interfere with you, but it keeps repelled the things of the outer world that want to draw your attention upon them, so you don't have time to fulfill the divine plan. This is a very subtle way the sinister force keeps people from attaining their victory and reaching their goal. Every time the light expands within you to make you more capable of manifesting greater perfection in the fulfillment of the divine plan and feeding your mastery, the human creation of the outer world will make every conceivable effort to take your attention away from the fulfillment of the divine plan or the release of the light and the power or the harmony within you that would bring the fulfillment quickly. Because the sinister force knows, as long as it can delay your fulfillment of the divine plan, it has another chance to entrap you in its discord. So don't give quarter to anything except the fulfillment of the divine plan, the Ascended Master's Way, because the Ascended Master's Way does not contain delay, does not contain obstruction, does not contain mistakes, does not contain lack of any good thing. And this is the point I'm coming to help you have limitless supply and the protection you need to enable you to move forward and have the blessings which the divine plan wants you to have for use in the physical world before you ascend. Let us do everything possible to make and keep you as independent as possible in your everyday activities by keeping your attention and your efforts of the outer self so held within the divine plan's fulfillment that your harmony is maintained. When your attention is on the divine plan and its fulfillment, you are harmonious. When your attention is upon it, and you demand the ascended master's indestructible protection of your fulfillment, your divine plan, you insulate yourself and your activity in a wave of the cosmic light or a flame of the sacred fire that gives you more strength in the outer. It keeps you untouched by delay or interference. It gives you the strength of the light to fulfill the divine plan. And you've got to have it. You can't fulfill the divine plan without the light. And now let me show you how near that light is within you, how much of it is within you, how much you're always using and you don't recognize it as light. The strength of the energy within you to do anything constructive is luminous. The actual electronic force within your nerves, within the body, is luminosity. Now, many people don't exactly doubt that, but they just don't see how it can be. Now, the messenger, not too long ago, has called your attention to the fact there is light within your body. There's light within the brain structure. There is light within your flesh. And long ago, you were told, if you want to prove this to yourselves, as you close your eyes and touch the eyeballs slightly, you will begin to see sparks of light inside. And if there were not light inside of you, why would you see it? Now, therefore, every constructive impulse within you will expand that light. And the expansion of that light is the strength, the more concentrated energy from the higher mental body as it flows into the outer self. And the same thing takes place when we unfold you in our own heart's love. When we send you a wave of feeling, of encouragement, or strength, or protection, or illumination, it is always a release of electronic force from the ascended master body. It's from our octave. Sometimes it's from our own heart's flame. Sometimes it's from our temples of the sacred fire. And we can project a flame of that to you just the same as you can project any kind of a flame in the physical world. Therefore, your progress, your strength, and your victory depend entirely upon your recognition of the light within you. It's the strength of the light within you that gives you the ability to do anything that is constructive. So when we ask you to call forth the ascended master's indestructible protection to your fulfillment of the ascended master's divine plan for you, for the nation, for mankind, and for the world, it is that you may be aware of the greater light within the flesh and the greater light and sacred fire that we send forth when our love comes forth to enfold you. When you have made the call for our miracle mantle of love's mastery to enfold you and prevent all wrong, there must come the substance of light from the ascended master's octave. There must come a projection of the sacred fire, the violet consuming flame, or the gold flame, or the pink flame, or the blue flame, for whatever is needed at the time, to enfold you in whatever power keeps the outer worlds, discord and interference, or pull upon your attention from drawing your attention to the outer world and thereby delaying the fulfillment of your calls. this is a lesson, and it is. You are being instructed for the great law of life that you may build and create that which is the divine plan's perfection for you. But after you have created something, dear hearts, you must either protect it or the outer world will take it away from you. Now, you know as well as you live, the outer world is full of mankind's selfishness and discord and every conceivable destructive activity to interfere or take away anything constructive that you create. Therefore, in order to have the enjoyment and the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled, that you may use it for your greater accomplishment or your greater service to others, you must understand that from the very beginning you should demand the ascended master's secret fire's indestructible protection of your fulfillment of your divine plan. And if you will also call this forth to protect your attention, hold the ascended master's protection of your attention, you will be perfectly amazed how you may pass through conditions and be perfectly oblivious to the destructive things that are there. And it will help you to maintain the harmony. It will help you to maintain purity. It will help you to prevent interference and delay in the victory you wish to accomplish. So there are many, many blessings. Now, let us apply this to your supply. When you think you need money, are you so sure you need money? The cosmic beings don't have to have money to create this world and sustain it. They don't have to buy the powers of nature. There's a way and means life has of creating, sustaining, expanding, producing the opulence of the universe without what you call money. Now, when you think you need money, in reality, you need the expansion of the flame in your own heart and the light substance from the ascended master's octave and the flow of the luminous energy from the great central sun magnet. Now, this needs to come into your feeling world. You know why? To make you the magnet of attraction for what you need down here that's already created. But if you knew in the money world, when people seem to have a great accumulation of money, how much the consciousness, the attention has just been filled with the picture and money, money, money. That's the reason they attract it to them, because they love it. Now, if you will pour your love to the presence and ask your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host and the great central sun magnet to fill you with our luminous love, the great central sun magnet's love, and the higher metal body and the ascended host, so they can draw to you by that love whatever there is in this physical world that can assist you to fulfill the divine plan, give you the convenience, give you the protection, give you the opulence you need to live harmoniously and constructively and invincibly protected at the same time, so somebody else can't come and take it away from you. The great central sun magnet can draw it to you. Our love can give it to you. Your own mighty heart presence, not a metal body, can pour forth in and around you the love that automatically attracts it to you. But after you get it, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to let somebody else take it away? Are you going to let somebody else misuse it? Are you going to let human creation, after you make the effort to produce something constructive, are you going to let human creation come in and desecrate it? Whatever you create by your own love and your light, you are responsible for it. But if you will call forth the ascended masters, fiery Christ, blue lightning protection of whatever you call into your outer use, or into any manifestation of the physical world, our protection is a blue lightning charge of electrical force that can absolutely annihilate anything. Therefore, you can have indestructible protection to anything and everything you want to create in the physical world to fulfill your divine plan, the Ascended Master's way, and to be a blessing for the rest of life wherever you abide. And you don't have to live in the fear and the destruction of individuals who as yet will not serve the light. Now, this has much to do with your supply. Every time you think you don't have any supply, you do not hold the picture in your mind of the next wave of supply that you want. And try to remember this. It matters not what you lack. Whether it be strength in the body, whether it be things in your physical use, whether it be outer world conditions and opportunities, whatever you want that is constructive must have the light within it. It must be the light. It must be made of the light substance. It must be filled with the energy that is luminous, and it must be protected by the sacred fire love, which is fiery Christ, blue lightning purity and protection. So, beloved ones, when you thoroughly understand this, when you feel your responsibility to protect anything for which you call, so long as you're calling for something that is constructive, if you will recognize that to fulfill the divine plan means that you must protect it, so that you don't use your own creative powers to produce something in the physical world just to let the sinister force come along and misuse it, or use it destructively to injure some other part of life. You are responsible for everything that you create, good or otherwise. But you don't have to any longer be distressed by the dishonesty of human creation, by its interference, by its destruction, or by its deliberate, intentional interference with your fulfillment of your divine plan. So I hope I may set you free today from the limitations of your supply. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, many people are so terribly disturbed. And we know what it is all about. We've all been through the same experience. You feel so helpless when you don't have supply. It isn't the supply that makes you feel helpless, though, the lack of it. It's the lack of the light. Because when your love goes to your presence, you allow the unfed flame in your heart to expand. Your presence pours back to you infinitely greater love than you can give. And therefore, when you let the outer self be filled with the love of the presence and the love of the great central sun magnet, the very luminosity of that love within and around you will make you a magnet to draw to you anything and everything that is constructive, just as certainly as you've got a head on your shoulders. Therefore, try to feel it isn't the money that's the power. It's the love to the presence and the love that the presence pours back into you. And your love to the great center is a magnet. It's love pouring back into you. It's a magnetic attraction for conditions in the physical world by which money can come if it's money you require. The same thing is true of healing. The same thing is true of harmonious association. The same thing is true of your creation, of the fulfillment of the great divine plan. So try from here on to remember that no matter what you want, begin first with the feeling not what you want here, but the desire in your heart to send love to your presence and ask the presence to fill you and your world with its love that contains what fulfills the divine plan. And you will find the limitless will be yours for use. Then, when it comes into your outer use, you make your call for it to be charged with your set of masters. Secret fire, prevention of all wrong. Then, my dear ones, it wouldn't make any difference if you needed a billion a minute. You would have fulfilled the requirements of the great divine law to let it act and come into your outer use. And we want you free. Otherwise, your lack holds your attention so long that you don't have much freedom or time or energy left to do the great things that reveal the divine plan fulfillment in this world. Now, I've given you your mother's penny lecture. Thank you so much. Now, if when you think you need things in this world, you will say, oh no, I obey the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So my love belongs to my presence first. And then when you send your love there, then ask your presence to pour forth back into you all the love it knows you need to draw to you in the physical world the things that enable you to fulfill the great divine plan. And have you ever thought of sending your love to the great central sun magnet? Try it. It's a magnetic attraction that draws to you whatever blessings are in the light, whatever blessings are in the sacred fire love from the heart of creation. But your love must go there first and unlock the door so greater love can come here and pour into the outer world. But every action of life's energy enables what you need to be drawn to you. Though I trust, as you consciously remember this, will you ask your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to charge you and fill you with the fiery Christ truth of what your love to your presence and your present love to you can do for you in the physical world to give you boundless supply. You ask your I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to tell you the fiery truth, to make you feel the fiery truth of what the light and the love of the presence can do in you and through you and around you to draw to you the conditions, the supply, the protection, whatever you need to fulfill the Ascended Master's divine plan. And there won't be any happiness permanent for you except in the Ascended Master's divine plan fulfilled. Your own plans won't bring you permanent perfection. Nothing but the Ascended Master's octave will. And since your beloved I Am Presence and I Am in a body are one with us, then the same law applies. And whatever you want down here must either come the way of your beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's way, both ways of which are unlimited and eternal and they're going to be protected against human creation. If you will use them, you will not know lack or limitation in the future. And we want to get you to that place as soon as possible. And we hope it's right now. Thank you so much, precious ones. You know, when we see people struggling so much from the physical side and needing the things that can so easily be supplied, sometimes it's very much more difficult for us to withhold the power to bring those things to you. Much more difficult than it is to give them to you. With a wave of our hands, we could give you anything and everything on the instant. And when we have that power, we then have to withhold it because of your own effort, because of your own lack of light. Do you not see sometimes how much we want to help you, how much we love you, how much we could give to you, and yet you won't let us do it? I think you will let us do a little bit more from today. We hope so. Thank you so much. Now, will you tell me any reason in heaven or earth mankind should lack for any good thing under the action of the cosmic law? When the atmosphere is loaded with electronic force, energy, substance, intelligence, ideas, the great law of the universe provides everything in the atmosphere of your earth to be precipitated either by the powers of nature or directly by the ascended host into your outer use for your constructive use to fulfill your divine plan. Nature is lavishly supplied to mankind. Mankind wastes, wastes, wastes. And that is exactly why individuals lack. Because somewhere in the past, there has either been waste or there has been the discord that locked the door against the love, the light of the love, which is the magnetic power of attraction to draw it to you, whether it be from your mind and presence, from the ascended masters, or the great cycle, some magnet matters not. You can only keep the door open to those three channels of supply by your love there first. And if you give your love to your mighty I Am presence, the love it pours back to you is infinitely greater. Therefore, no matter what your need is down here, your presence will always give you more than you need to draw to you from this world what fulfills the divine plan. The same thing is true of every ascended master and every ascended master temple of the sacred fire. The same thing is true of the great central sun magnet. And I challenge every one of you in this I Am activity to send your love to the great central sun magnet and ask it to flood back into you and into your world whatever love draws to you in the physical octave a lavish supply of every good thing to fulfill the divine plan and keep it invincible against human creation forever. I want you to try it out. I'm going to watch for the opportunity to assist you. Thank you so much. Now, it doesn't make the least bit of difference what's wrong in this world. Whatever is wrong is a lack of light. Whatever is a lack of light is a lack of love. So if you analyze this right back to the fundamental of life, you've got the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And when you understand that your love to your beloved I Am Presence, your love to the great Central Sun, your love to the Ascended Host, your love to the great Central Sun Magnet, your love to the magnificent blessings of creation, that your love there is your first action to the infinite life to pour forth its infinite blessings and supply back to you. But you are the spark of the love that ignites into a flame and the outpouring of the boundless supply of substance and energy and blessings and happiness and the sacred fire from your own presence octave of life, or the Ascended Master's octave, or the great Central Sun. So, beloved ones, please don't stay in lack and limitation longer. I want you free. But when you draw things into manifestation, don't fail to call forth. For whatever Ascended Master, fiery Christ, blue lightning, indestructible protection prevents them being used for any kind of human creation. And as soon as you are secure, we could flood your worlds with anything and everything. And then, the next thing, when you accomplish this, is instantaneous precipitation by your own release of your own mighty I Am Presence powers of mastery through the outer self as you deal with the higher activities that fulfill the divine plan and manifest here what gives you eternal freedom. So, blessed ones, you have had these powers before. You have used the powers of precipitation and levitation and etherealization, and they've been in storage a long while. I think you paid your bill now, and they should release them to you. And your bill is only paid by love. So, blessed ones, when you love your presence enough, when you love the great Central Sun Magnet enough, when you love the Ascended Masters octave of perfection and their divine plan fulfilled enough, the very intensity of your love will release the light, and the light will be the magnet that draws them to you. So I trust you may go forward encouraged from this hour. And if you think you need some more encouragement, if you call to me for my miracle mantle of love's mastery that contains within it the courage, the strength, the illumination, and the fiery Christ truth you need to fulfill the great divine plan, I trust in my humble efforts I may be of assistance to you all. And you do not need to stay in lack and limitation any longer than you reach up and set this into action to bring into you and your world what blesses all life, fulfills the divine plan, but is untouchable by human creation. And then you're safe to use the limitless powers of life anywhere you go to build what you please, so long as human creation can never be allowed to create discord or touch. So let us go for it. You can have this freedom. I want you to have it for many more reasons than you understand. Because the outer world, the sinister force, wants only to deprave mankind of everything. Deprive, rather. And deprave people. So they lose the courage that is necessary to stand for that which is constructive and be the victory of the light. So if you're going to be the victory of the light, you're going to have to be the victory of your love to your presence first, the victory of your presence love to you, and the victory of the love from the Ascended Master's octave and the great Central Sun Magnet to grow in and around you whatever is necessary to make you victorious over human creation. And this is it. The great central sun, sacred fire of love. Our sacred fire of love. Your almighty and present sacred fire of love. It is victory over all lack and limitation. And it is the victory that brings the divine plan fulfillment into the physical octave and blazes the light that annihilates the darkness. When the light of that love comes into the room, where has the darkness gone? When the light of our love brings boundless supply, where has lack and limitation gone? Don't you see what it means when that statement has been given you, that condition, that human creation has no power because it has no light in it to sustain it? Therefore, when you want something constructive sustained, it's going to have to be the love of life's indestructible, protecting perfection. So go forward, think it through, and just try it out. And I will give you all the encouragement necessary. And just a few times of ruling conditions that seek only to distress you, you will find you can enter into the powerhouse of love supreme. And that love is the great central sun magnet's heart flame that is the divine plan fulfilled. Everywhere you use it, everywhere you want it, everywhere you need it, to bless the rest of life with that which is constructive, release your master powers, and go forward and take your freedom in the victory of the ascension. So, beloved ones, the way is open before you, but nobody can love life for you. Nobody can love the universe for you. Nobody can love your mighty omnipresence for you. You must do it yourself. There's no greater power anywhere in infinite space than your love to your presence love back to you, your love to us and our love back to you, your love to the great central sun magnet and its love back to you to draw to you the infinite good of the infinite universe. So go forward and dwell in its heart, and you will know what it means to love the heart flame of the great central sun until your divine plan fulfilled reveals its indestructible, ever-expanding perfection everywhere you abide, and you never again know lack or limitation of any good thing. I commend you to your freedom, your mastery, and your victory by love alone. Thank you with all my heart. You, beloved goddess of liberty, thank you for your love. Hold us in your miracle mantle of love's mastery, and let there be the manifestations that fulfill the great divine plan and make mankind behold the truth of the law. And we thank you forever. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such a seven master, indestructible, eternal, protecting love. From the great central sun magnet, from the seven master's octave, from our own mighty I Am presence, and wherever we abide, we live in its world of the heart and forever hold command. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with whatever love you know we need the most to do that which needs to be done now and fulfill the divine plan to save our nation and compel peace to the earth for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty goddess of liberty, and everyone who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now let us pour back to life our balance, and wherever we abide, fulfill the divine plan and flood those under this radiation with the boundless supply of every good thing, which no human creation can ever touch or use for any reason ever again in all eternity. And we thank thee, the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chons, the seven great archangels. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, whatever fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying love, the mighty omnipresent and the ascended host know, is required to compel the annihilation of human creation, move us forward like a blazing sun presence, before which the darkness of human creation is annihilated forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am present with all the ascended hosts, especially our blessed goddess of liberty, and all who minister with her, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with what they know we require the most. Blaze it into and around us, hold its victory everywhere, and forbid human creation to ever touch anybody or anything under this radiation ever again the rest of eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to pour forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all of this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, until the victory of eternity takes the place of human creation everywhere in full cosmic power. And as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and to convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call. All the light, all the health, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire and cosmic light, and now all the ascended master's love necessary to fulfill the ascended master's divine plan their way into and around to all in this creation, and all we hold near and dear, and wherever we abide. And let a blazing sun presence of its fiery hearts, sacred fire, Christ's control forever hold command. We thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its cosmic sacred fire mastery raise into and around those under this radiation and hold us at peace for eternity. And we thank you.